This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Dumb Dumb of the Day.
All right, I'm going to use air quotes. There's a actress... an actress who has been ripped for doing full body workouts in the middle of an airplane aisle. And as the New York Post quips, she might have won the Idiot of the Year award. Well, actually, let's just start with this. She just won Dumb Dumb of the Day. So a Mexican ex-soap opera star and fitness influencer, so I guess she's an actress, has been ripped for doing full body pump workouts during a long-haul flight. Barbara DeRogel, regularly shares her workout routine with her 9 million Instagram followers. I'm sure they're all in it for her workouts. She had reportedly been traveling with her husband to an unknown destination. Due to the length of the trip, she decided to unwind by exercising in flight. I've seen the video. I mean, it's quite impressive. I wish I could do high steps like she can. I wish I looked as good in a workout suit as she did, or as good in other things and pictures that I've seen as she did. She said she was feeling nearly crazy after nearly 35 hours in the air on planes. I mean, what are you doing? What are you doing? 35 hours. Now, I would say this. If you're on a plane for 35 hours, maybe I'd get a little crazy too. But she is literally doing full body workouts. She is doing some light stretching, walking down the aisle. Then she does the high steps right in the middle of the cabin, much to the chagrin, I guess, of people, or much to the entertainment of people.
Yeah, when she starts doing the squat jumps right in front of somebody's face, at that moment, I would be praying that we actually hit a bit of turbulence.
Yeah, she basically she did, you know, as it's being called, a CrossFit program in the sky. It doesn't say where she was going for 35 hours. Have you ever heard of a 35-hour flight?
No.
Where is she going for 35 hours?
So I take that back. I'm pretty sure there is a 35-hour flight, but it's one of those like Nat Geographic ones that it takes you all the way up to see the Northern Lights from the air, and then it's like an all the way around the world trip. But you book that with the knowledge that this is going to be a long flight. Like, you don't go and then complain about the lack of a gym.
Right. And maybe you thought you could handle it, but you don't, but whatever. Anyway, you know what her husband was doing all while this was apparently going on?
I'm assuming filming.
No, he was sitting scrolling through his phone, which is what everybody does these days.
Congratulations, you're Chris's Dumb Dumb of the Day.